The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. And all who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out, Jesus said. Well, I'll just have to take his word for it. I know nothing about sheep other than they produce wool and taste absolutely horrible. I hear tell they're not exactly adventurous animals either, much preferring the company of the flock and the guidance of a shepherd rather than solitude and independence. In fact, sheep without a shepherd are also known as lamb chops. Isn't it interesting then that Jesus describes us as sheep? His analogy is rather offensive, actually. Being told that we aren't the master of our own destiny or the captain of our soul just doesn't sit well. In fact, being told that we are dependent on a shepherd is rather scary. After all, thieves and robbers abound, stealing and killing and destroying. And the bad guys Jesus is talking about create mayhem with their voices, which are spewing confusing lies. Perhaps a bit of context will help us hear what the voice of the stranger Jesus is talking about sounds like. In this passage, Jesus was talking to the Pharisees. Perhaps you will recall these men were religious elites having devoted their entire lives to the teaching and the enforcement of God's law. And the message they proclaimed was God's favor is if, then. If one keeps the law, then said person will be right with God. Conversely, if one does not keep the law, then said person will not be right with God. Makes a ton of sense. And sounds exactly what we are all used to hearing. Santa Claus even operates this way. Yet, these Pharisees are the thieves and the robbers of whom Jesus warned. Why? Well, the answer is they teach the devil's lie. They teach the same thing the evil one does, starting in the Garden of Eden with his lie to Adam and Eve. Be your own God. It's the summation of Satan's temptation. Trust in yourself. Look out for number one. Pull yourself up by the bootstraps are just a few of the ways the lie is preached by him. And the problem with being our own God is we're like sheep, and sheep were never created to be their own shepherd. Creatures were never created to be their own creator. And just so, the devil's lie is deadly. But once embarked on that course, there's no return. So bound in the devil's lie are we that even God's law is co-opted into a means of salvation, which is what the Pharisees were teaching. Even God's law, given by him not to make us righteous, but only to reveal that we are unrighteous, is twisted into a false hope of salvation rooted in our performance. And once captivated by that false voice, lost is the true shepherd of the sheep, Jesus. Lost is the entrance to life, and life abundantly. Hence Jesus' words, "If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." Beautiful words, hopeful words to be sure, but we need certainty, not hope. So the gate is still closed because that conditional conjunction, if, is a big if. Sheep can't open gates. So what is a sheep to do when faced with a closed gate that they can't open? The answer is to become a giant ear and listen for the voice of the true shepherd, the one who has sent me to say to you that you are forgiven without condition by the Father for Christ's sake. Jesus Christ is the good shepherd. Jesus Christ is the one who opens the door to abundant life. Jesus Christ is the Savior, your Savior. Amen.